I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to And the Update Is. I'm your host, Paige MacDonald, and this is your weekly music industry update. The music startup Roli has filed for administration and is reforming as the beginner-focused Luminary. Instead of focusing on selling hardware only, Luminary wants to combine hardware with software subscriptions via its Lumi products. Earlier this year, Apple officially discontinued Music Memos, which was the iPhone app that allowed musicians to quickly record audio and develop new song ideas. A new startup called Tape It is stepping in to fill the place of Music Memos as an app that improves audio recordings. Live Nation will be buying a majority stake in Latin America's biggest concert promoter for $450 million. U.S. recorded music revenues grew $1.5 billion during the first half of 2021 compared to the first half of last year. The Los Angeles-based live stream and on-demand content platform LiveX Live Media is changing its name to Live One Inc. as a part of an overall rebranding of the company. Warner Music just announced that from 2023, it will be representing the entire post-1968 recordings catalog of David Bowie worldwide. The Los Angeles-based Media Lab has acquired the New York-based lyrics company Genius for $80 million. YouTube is opening community posts to channels with 500 subscribers instead of 1,000. CMA has launched an in-depth Phase 2 investigation of Sony Music's AGUAL acquisition. Coalition Presents has fully acquired the music promoters and management company, Sucker. Reservoir has signed the music icon Joni Mitchell. Reservoir's partnership with Joni Mitchell is limited to worldwide administration. A brand new business, Press On Vinyl, has launched in the UK, offering a state-of-the-art vinyl pressing service. Warner Music Central Europe has signed the Berlin superstar DJ and producer Ali Farben. TikTok owner ByteDance is planning to launch a new music streaming service in China later this year. Warner Music South Africa has acquired the leading local independent label, Koleski. Merlin, the global digital rights agency for the world's independent label sector, has extended and enhanced its existing music licensing partnership with India-based music streaming service, JioSaavn. Helene Fischer and Universal Music Germany have agreed to a new long-term extension of their partnership. The global fintech firm Centrip, which specializes in expense management and card payment technology, is expanding into the United States with a particular focus on the music and entertainment industry. Roundhill Music Royalty Fund Limited has acquired a catalog from Tim Palmer, a British record producer, guitarist, and songwriter. The catalog includes 30 songs covering tracks from the Pearl Jam album 10 and producer and publishing royalties from Ozzy Osbourne's album Down to Earth. LA County will be requiring COVID-19 vaccine proof at bars and nightclubs. Under the order, which the Public Health Department will be moving forward with later this week, both patrons and employees will be required to have at least one vaccine dose by October 7th and be fully vaccinated by November 4th. A big thank you to Haley Evans of Mega House for gathering today's news. Now tune in next week for a new episode of And the Writer Is.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines. maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.